This is a special city council meeting. Today is Friday the 5th at 10 a.m., 10:01. I'd like to acknowledge that both the press and the public were duly notified of this meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. The purpose of this meeting is the consideration of recommendation from the Real Property Committee to approve the lease amendments of Tidal Wave Sports and Morgan Creek Grill for dock space on the intercoastal docks of the Isle Palms Marina. And I'm going to ask one of the members of the Real Property Committee to further explain that, since I was not there. Would someone like to step up and, okay, Sandy?
Sure.
At the last council meeting, Water Sports came forward and requested the use of one space for the 4th of July weekend so that they could put a boat that has to be taken out and put in and taken out and put in. By using that one space, they can free up several parking spaces. We then spoke with Jay Clark, who has rights, well, has the opportunity to have those spaces for his restaurant. And he said that, you know, if those spaces were given to him as they have been in the past, then he would work with Water Sports to allow one of those spaces to be available for them. So I'm not so sure we have to actually give the space to Water Sports.
Let them to work it out.
Let them work it out. So we're referring those dock spaces back to Morgan Creek Grill. I'm looking for.
I believe the motion coming out of Real Property was
to give one slip to Tidal Wave, okay, and then the rest to Morgan Creek Grill, as is, like you mentioned, is it was in the past that mm-hmm. they were entitled to that as part of an agreement that expired back in May. Michael, both at City Council and at the meeting, said that he wanted to have access to that slip through the end of their season, which ends at the end of September. There was no mention about next year. They have another season coming up, according to the terms of their lease. And that's one thing that I would like for you all to talk about, what happens after September of this year when his summer season is up, he's no longer operating there. One thing to consider is to give an addendum. It would be an addendum to their lease, give them access to one of those slips, give the rest to Jay, and after September 30th, October 1st, the slip that was given to Tidal Wave goes back to Jay as the original amendment, and then for next season, let them work it out where Jay could give him access to that slip if needed. As you all know, part of the problem with this jet dock is that it's encroaching into the 125-foot center line from the setback on the intercoastal. We are having conversations about having to push that dock back. So it might be that we push it back enough to accommodate the jet dock, but that's still up in the air. We don't have permits on that yet. So that's, I guess the addendum for this year could be giving him access until the end of this season, and then for next year he could work it out with Jay directly, or certainly the city could consider extending that access for the next season as well.
I just, in the conversation, mm-hmm. It was mentioned that we asked Jay specifically if they were, you know, given to you, would you then work with them? And mm-hmm. he said yes.
Correct.
So I didn't know if it's cleaner just to give them back to Jay and then let them work it out. I'm not sure.
I look at legal. Let's have a motion so we can discuss it. You think that's a smart thing to do here?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, there's two different.
Yeah, there's,
different
I guess, two.
Motion would
we can always amend a motion.
Well,
I guess
it comes from councils.
Mm-hmm.
So, Real Property, are we making a motion to give Tidal Wave Sports a slip that's currently under their use of Morgan Creek Grill for the balance of this season? Is that the motion I'm hearing?
So currently they're not under anybody's lease. They're unassigned.
Oh, it could be from the city then?
Correct.
Okay. Do we hear a motion from anyone on Real Property who was at the meeting to give, not give, to negotiate the use and rent of one slip to Tidal Wave Water Sports?
So moved.
Thank you. Okay,
second.
Discussion. My concern, only concern would be they would have insurance that would come from their other dock over to this one?
Mm-hmm. They would have to, yes, they would have to insure that portion of the dock. Currently, Jay has been carrying insurance for all of those docks.
Uh-huh.
So there would have to be a discussion about either Tidal Wave taking control of, you know, mm-hmm. taking control and having their insurance cover that dock, and for Jay to modify his existing insurance to only cover the portion that's assigned to him.
Just a quick question. With the, it sounds like it would be cleaner for the marina, for Jay to just take care of it with Michael. My main question is if Michael and Jay both said yes, that sounds great. Because if Michael had any concerns, then that would be.
Yeah, I'll turn to Jimmy, but I heard the conversation when we asked Jay specifically if all these docks are under your purview again the way they have been, will you work with water sports? And he said yes, and water sports said yes. So I think there's, mm-hmm. you know, not things kind of changed since then. But
that's the lease, too, that he has to
I think it would be cleaner only because now the insurance would be cleaner because all the docks would be held under one insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not Jay wants water sports to help him with that, that's mm-hmm. up to
that's
them,
like
but
mm-hmm.
we're taken out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would amend the motion.
Or could we withdraw and just have a new motion where.
Sure, you can withdraw.
So withdraw the second, withdraw the first, and then.
Withdraw.
Withdraw.
Okay, now we have a motion for Morgan Creek Grill to allow.
He
make the motion. Now.
Okay. The motion is to assign
mm-hmm.
the intercoastal docks that previously have been under the lease of Morgan Creek Grill
mm-hmm.
to be remanded back to them as the years pass.
Until the end of their lease.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that would be a great idea. You may want to consider adding some language that requires or asks Jay to negotiate and
right.
Work with the Tidal Wave water sports tenant to accommodate his request.
Right. That's what I said.
That's exactly what I said. You have a second on that?
Second.
Discussion.
What do you think the timing is of this? For Jay to reacquire them if he has let insurance end, has to re-up it, his negotiations with Michael.
He's still carrying insurance for
right.
the dock.
He never stopped it.
There's no reason why this can't happen pretty quickly.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, the intent is, Julia has already been working on the addendum to that lease. We'll get that, you know, I'll be able to sign it after it's approved by you all, and we can notify them, and they can start working together about what arrangements need to be made for them to be able to have access to that dock this weekend.
Did you just suggest that we would have to come back and approve it a second?
No, tonight.
Sure can,
right.
No, after
anybody.
You all approve it.
Okay, hearing any other questions? All those in favor of this, say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it, unanimous.
All right.
And
motion to adjourn.
Second.